Watch, GOP counts the staggering economic pain of migration. By Neil Munro on September 20, 2023. Chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee Representative Mark Green, RTN, is counting the vast and growing transfer of taxpayers' funds to the companies and nonprofits that support President Joe Biden's growing population of poor migrants. The costs are rising for Americans in New York City, Arizona, Chicago, Tennessee, Maine, and many other states, said Green. Those dollars are ultimately being extracted from the wallets of hardworking, taxpaying men and women of this country, all to subsidize mass illegal immigration while families are struggling to make ends meet in a period of high inflation, said Green. It is staggering and infuriating. He continued. In 2022, Congress's Joint Economic Committee reported that the opioid epidemic cost our country almost $1.5 trillion in 2020. Imagine what those costs are now. Medicaid spending on emergency services for undocumented aliens in FY21 alone cost $7 billion compared to $1.6 billion in FY16. The majority of illegal aliens are uninsured and use emergency rooms to receive care of all kinds, from the routine to the severe. And as a doctor and medical entrepreneur, I can tell you those costs are being passed on to taxpayers, increasing the cost of care for the rest of us. It also costs money to educate the hundreds of thousands of illegal alien children, particularly those with limited proficiency in English. In New York City, one teacher recently told the New York Post, "We're overwhelmed, we've all got migrant students in our classrooms and the teachers don't speak a lick of Spanish." Each migrant in New York costs the city's taxpayers $383 per day. Joseph Borelli, the GOP leader in the New York City Council, told the hearing. However, government spending is also a dollar windfall for many nonprofits, companies, government unions, retailers, landlords, and investors. In turn, those groups aggressively lobby Republican and Democrat legislators to raise the inflow of poor migrants. For example, Democrats used Green's hearing to dismiss the growing economic burden on Americans. "Well, Mr. Chairman, here we are, again, not at a legitimate oversight hearing, but at yet another political dog and pony show," said Representative Benny Thompson, DMS, the top Democrat on the committee. Thompson represents a rural farming community with a high unemployment rate but claimed that his district's farmers would have serious trouble in getting the crops out of the field without a continued inflow of low-wage migrants. GOP witnesses include Borelli and Jonathan Lines, a county supervisor in Yuma County, Arizona. Democrat witnesses include Aaron Reichlin Melnick, who is the pro-migrant policy director at the industry-backed American Immigration Council. Extraction migration. The federal government has long operated an unpopular economic policy of extraction migration. This colonialism-like policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries, reduces beneficial trade, and uses the imported workers, renters, and consumers to grow Wall Street and the economy. The migrant inflow has successfully forced down Americans' wages as well as boosted rents and housing prices. The inflow has also pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors and contributed to the rising death rate of poor Americans. The lethal policy sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. The population inflow further reduces the political clout of native-born Americans because the population replacement allows elites and the establishment to divorce themselves from the needs and interests of ordinary Americans. In many speeches, Border Chief Alejandro Mayorkas says he is building a mass migration system to deliver workers to wealthy employers and investors and equity to poor foreigners. "The nation's border laws are subordinate to elite opinion about the values of our country," Mayorkas claims. Migration, especially labor migration, is unpopular among swing voters. A 54% majority of Americans say Biden is allowing a southern border invasion, according to an August 2022 poll commissioned by the left-of-center National Public Radio, NPR. The 54% invasion majority included 76% of Republicans, 46% of independents, and even 40% of Democrats.